This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul evidently was familiar with the athletics of the day. Perhaps he was an athlete in his younger days, but he fully understood the symbolism and the significance of running a race, and he makes the application under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. As a Christian, we're running in a race. But get this, this is really important. We're not running to beat the person next to us. You're not competing with the person behind you or in front of you. We're running the race to finish it, to complete the race. That's the spiritual lesson that I want you to go home with if you don't go home with anything else. Let's bring up verse 25. I want to talk about this verse before I give you some lessons out of this passage. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. I was asked years ago a question that I'd never have been asked before. I've never been asked since. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not sure I gave the right answer. But I'm going to tell you the answer I gave to this question that was asked years ago. What is the hardest thing, Randy, for you to convince people of as a minister? Is it the resurrection? Is that the hardest thing to convince people that Jesus really did rise from the dead? And I shook my head and said, no, I don't think that's the hardest thing. Well, Randy, is the hardest thing you have to convince people of is that there really is a heaven and there really is a hell? No, I really don't think that's the issue. I think I surprised the person, but here's the answer I gave, right or wrong. I said, I think the hardest thing that I have to convince people of is that what is temporary really is temporary. And what is permanent or eternal really is eternal. Listen to that again. The hardest thing to convince people of is that which is temporary really is temporary, and that which is eternal really is eternal, for this reason. We live in a culture, in my opinion, where people are brainwashed that the temporary or the temporal is everything. You have a right to get what's coming to you. And we have been conditioned that we need to get all we can get in this life, even as Christians. And so the hardest lesson, at least in my opinion, is to believe that what is temporary really is temporal. It's of this world. It won't last. But what's eternal? What is eternal will last, and that is what really matters in life. I want to just give you three things. They're not going to come up on the screen, but I'd like for you to write down three phrases in your notes. Number one, all the runners run. That's the first lesson out of this passage. All the runners run. We're all participants. You're familiar with the military situation, particularly with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We understand military things maybe more in Dayton, Ohio than a lot of towns do. But in the military, you have the reserves and you have the National Guard, and we're familiar with the concept of having people in reserve. They can be called up, especially in Iraq today and in Afghanistan. We've learned that, but they're in reserve. Listen carefully. As a Christian, there's no such thing in the kingdom of God as being in the reserves. We're all active duty. It has nothing to do with your age. It has nothing to do with your position and the culture. We are all in active duty serving the Lord. Every young person, every teenager, every adult, every senior adult, we're all in active duty as members of the kingdom of God. Remember, a kingdom is any place where a king reigns. And the kingdom of God is any heart where Jesus Christ is Lord. If Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, then you're in the kingdom of God. And we are in active duty. All the runners run.
Well, recently in Cross Hope, we told you can find us on iTunes. Just look for the address bar, put in Cross Hope, and you can listen to us on iTunes. Our website, of course, crosshope.org. Look at that. Look at visual stories. There are things to not only listen to, but to watch on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.